Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In order for you to have the best year ever for your sales organization, for you as a sales leader, it requires investing in two major categories, time and resources. This podcast is a part one of a two-part podcast. Today, we're going to be focused on resources. Join us in the next podcast where we talk specifically about investing your time. When we look at investing in resources for your sales team, I think there are three considerations you have to make. One, you need to invest in new ideas. Let's face it, your market has changed, your products have changed, your customers have changed. In fact, your sales teams may even have changed. And if you're not investing in new ideas on a constant basis, your sales team will be out of date, outmolded, and probably not successful. Some of the best new ideas that you can invest in are those ideas from outside your industry. I always say to our coaching clients, if all you do is regurgitate the same ideas from your competition, you start to look, act, and sound like the competition. And when that happens, your customers only have price to differentiate you. Take good ideas from industries far different from yours. Take ideas from consultants, coaches, and trainers who work in different industries or who are outsiders and apply those to your business to create new and innovative value. The next resource that you need to invest in is people. Now, I don't necessarily just mean investing in your sales team, although that's important. The top sales organizations, as discovered by Chief Sales Officer Insights and the Sales Board, find that companies spend $7,500 per year per sales rep in training. Those companies come the closest to hitting 100% of their quotas or more each year. So training is important. Think about any professional sports star, any professional musician, any professional actor or actress. They're constantly investing in their development. They constantly are paying coaches, and you need to look at investing in your people as well. The second area of people that you need to be investing in is making sure that you have the best and the brightest, both inside your organization and as consultants, coaches, and trainers to draw on. Don't be afraid of investing heavily in order to get a high return on investment. After all, if you hire mediocre people, you can only expect mediocre results. The third area of resources that we need to be investing in are tools. By tools, I mean investing in the most up-to-date CRM or databases, sales tools. One of our clients, for example, in the fertilizer industry, just stole an idea from the pharmaceutical industry to be innovative in communicating to their marketplace, farmers. And that was the use of videos in video brochures. It's never been used before in the fertilizer or in the agriculture industry. And the tool is resonating well with pictures and diagrams and animations because no one has ever seen it. And because the product is complex, these animations really help to explain the value. And that was a great investment in tools. Sure, it costs almost $100 per brochure. But when sales are increasing from $1 million to $2 million to $10 million to $14 million, that investment is worth it. So make sure that you're not giving your sales team tools that everybody else is using. You should be investing in the latest online, offline tools, the latest technology to make it easy for them to sell, the latest phone systems, the latest CRMs in order to increase sales productivity. So to summarize, you need to be investing resources. You need to be looking for ideas, new ideas outside your industry. You need to be investing in your people and investing by bringing the right people into your organization and investing in the newest, most modern tools to increase productivity. Doing so will ensure that your sales team has the best year yet, year after year after year. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.